Philemon. Chapter 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon our dearly beloved, and fellow laborer. And to our beloved Apphia, and Archippus our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you, and peace, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Hearing of your love and faith, which you have towards the Lord Jesus, and towards all saints. That the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Because we have great joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints are refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to require you to do what is right, yet for love's sake I rather urge you, as an elderly Paul, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I urge you for my son Onesimus, whom I have fathered in my bonds. Who was in time past unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me, whom I have sent back to you, therefore receive him, who is, my own heart. Whom I would have kept with me, that in your place he might have ministered to me in the bonds of the gospel. But without your consent I would do nothing. That your good deed should not be of necessity, but willingly. Because perhaps he departed from you for a season in order that you should receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh, and in the Lord. If you count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he has wronged you, or owes you anything, put that on my account, I Paul have written it with my own hand, I will repay it. Although I do not say to you how you owe to me even your own self besides. Yes, brother, let me have joy because of you in the Lord, refresh my heart in the Lord. Having confidence in your obedience I wrote to you, knowing that you will also do more than I say. But prepare for me also a lodging. Because I trust that through your prayers I shall be given to you. Salute Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Let it be.